So can you quickly just give us your thoughts on today's game?
As you can see, I think they defended very well, and I just think we didn't create as much chances as we normally do, so that's how it goes. But you've got to give them the credit. They've come in and worked very hard for 90 minutes, which stopped us scoring. But you can say in a way it's good for us, because it's 10 games undefeated, so I just think we've got to keep going.
Like you said, it's 10 games undefeated. Is there a massive confidence within the side to keep that run going?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's 10 games undefeated, which is a good run in this league, because it's very tight at the top, as you see. I think we're just a bit disappointed today, because we feel like it's 2 points dropped, but the boys are still confident, and we'll be training Monday and ready for the games that day.
Okay. The team did have chances, as you said. Was it difficult to break down where you say Wimbledon?
I think they did really well today, but like he says, we had a fair few chances first half, which we didn't put away, but that's how the game goes. But I just think on another day they would go in, but today we've got a point and we're still at the top, so we've just got to keep going and working hard.
Another clean sheet. There's been a lot of emphasis on the strikers and the forward attacking play. How good has the defence been this season?
Oh yeah, defence has been, it's been great. Like you say, I think it's 4 clean sheets on the bounce now, 3 or 4, which is great. But I think as well as the back 5, obviously Sam and the back 4, I think the whole team has been defending well as a group and putting pressure on them, which is great. So I just think we've got to keep doing that, and hopefully the points will come.
Yeah, on a personal note, sponsors now the match. Got to be happy there, got to be happy with your performance.
Yeah, definitely. I thought I worked hard getting back and defending and stuff. Going forward, but I think just in patches, I gave the ball away a bit, but that's the game. I'm still learning, and it's a long season. So,
yeah. Like I said, there's some very good strikers at the club now. What's it like to have them players to aim for?
Like, it's crazy. It's great, as you say. I've got so many good strikers, which obviously only 2 can start, but when the other 2 come on, you know they're just going to be as good. So it's always good to have them.
Yeah. In the reverse fixture in August, you lost this game. Was there a change in mentality for this game? A game you couldn't lose?
Yeah, well, we're at home as well, which you always try and keep your home form as good as you can, and obviously they beat us away. So before the game, the one thing we was aiming for is obviously not to lose. Points maximum, which we got today, so we're happy with a point, but a bit obviously got a double that we didn't get all 3.
So next it's Dagenham. What have you got to do to get back to winning ways?
I just think we've got to have a good week in training. I don't think this is no one's confidence. It's just one of those games. So I think a good week in training and we'll be ready for Dagenham.
Yeah, it's 2 games in 3 days next weekend. How much of a challenge is that for the side?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be hard. I think, I don't know if Fleetwood may have the same as us, but like you said, we've got a good squad now. It's a big squad, so you don't know that everyone's going to be ready for the game, and hopefully we can pick up points in both of them.